Hi. Her men are fighting like crazy, but she isn't helping them. Thunder and lightning went mad for a full minute. Bolts smashed at the city. Had the god of thunder gone crazy? But for the torrential rainfall, 100 fires might have started. I pitied the legions out there on guard. Maybe Mogaba would bring them in out of it. The storm died into an almost normal rain after that last insane fit, with only a few lightweight flashes. I looked up the one tower that loomed over the rest of the citadel, and, déjà vu, in a flash spied a cat-shape scaling its face. Damn me. The thunder had left me unable to hear the horses coming. I looked back, One Eye, Goblin, and Mergen still flaunting the company standard. One Eye was staring up at the tower. His face was not pleasant to behold. He was flashing on the same memory. For Valaka, Croaker. Shifter. I know. I'm wondering if it was him last time.
What are you talking about? Lady asked.
I said, Mergen, let's plant that standard up where the world can see it when the sun comes up.
Right.
We stalked into the citadel, Lady trying to find out what had passed between me and One Eye. I developed a hearing problem. One Eye took the lead. We climbed dark stairs where the footing was treacherous because of blood and bodies. There was no more fighting going on above us. Ominous. The last fighters of both sides were in a chamber a couple stories from the top. All dead.
Sorcery here, Goblin muttered.
We go up, One Eye snapped.
I know.
Total agreement between them, for once.
I drew my sword.
There was no flame in it, and no color to my costume now. Goblin and One Eye had other things on their minds. We caught up with Shifter and the Shadow Master in the parapet of the tower. Shifter had assumed human form. He had the Shadow Master at bay. It was a tiny thing in black, almost impossible to take seriously as a danger. There was no sign of Shifter's sidekick. I told Goblin,
There's one missing. Keep an eye out.
Got you.
He knew what was going on. He was as serious as ever I've seen him. Shifter started moving in on the Shadow Master. It had nowhere to retreat. I gestured Lady to move out to his right. I went left. I'm not sure what One Eye was doing. I glanced toward the camp south of the city. The rain had stopped while we were inside the tower. The camp was plainly visible by its own lights. I got the impression they knew something was wrong over here, but they were not about to come find out what. They were nice and close. Put artillery on the wall, and life could get miserable for them. The Shadow Master backed up against the Merlins edging the parapet, apparently able to do nothing. Why were they impotent? This one was who? Storm Shadow? Shifter was close enough to touch now. One hand darted out and ripped the black robing off the Shadow Master. I gawked. I heard Lady's gasp from 15 feet away. One Eye said,
I'll go to hell. Stormbringer! But she's supposed to be dead.
Stormbringer. Another of the original 10 who were taken. Another one who was supposed to have perished in the battle at Charm after murdering the Hanged Man and... Shifter.
Aha, I said to me, said I. Aha.
A settlement of scores. Shifter knew all the time. Shifter had been out to get Storm.